What is the joy of living? What is the joy of living? What is the joy of living? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. What is the joy of living? What is the joy of living? What is the joy of living? Well, Ellen, I'm going to tell you what the joy of living is. The joy of living is living in the little things. Living in the now, living in the little things. We have Ellen's grandson here, Mattia. Mattia Arnaldi of Lugano, Switzerland, who speaks exquisite dialectic Italian. And he loves to speak dialectic Italian because dialectic Italian is so charming. It's like the kids on the street who speak street talk, and the adults say, my gosh, when are they ever going to grow up, you know? And then soon they go into business and they go into life and they leave the dialectic behind. But it's not necessary to rush, because we live each stage of our life as we go along. And we do each thing that we're doing as we go along. Now, Ellen, I have you with me in Europe translating from French, from Italian, from German, from Pig Latin, and from other Switzerdeutsch, from all the languages that we run across in Europe.
Ti prenderei insieme in Europa per tradurre tutte le lingue.
And I say to you, Ellen, tell me what the people are saying. And Ellen says to me, Herb, they're just talking nonsense. They're just talking foolishness. They're just talking ordinary stuff. And I say, Ellen, the ordinary stuff is what makes up the meat of life. That makes up the livingness. So I look at Mattia. I look at Mattia, and he's got this silly smile on his face. And I say, Ellen, what did you say to him? And Ellen says, nothing. And I say, well, why does he have this silly smile on his face? She says, oh, I don't know, it's just the way he is. And I said, well, tell me what you told him. And she says, well, I just told him that you think you're pretty good. And he said, Nana? Isn't that what he said? He is good. That's Herb. Herb's my special friend. Yeah, and so when you say he's funny, he's funny. Now, if I hadn't ground that out of Ellen, if I hadn't made Ellen tell me that, I would have gone the whole day not realizing why Mattia had this strange smile on his face.
Allora, se non l'avevo chiesto alla Ellen, io avrei pensato tutto il giorno, ma perché Mattia aveva quel sorriso strano sulla sua faccia?
And so finally, I said, Mattia, why do you have this strange smile on your face?
Allora, finalmente ho chiesto a Mattia, ma perché fai questo sorriso strano?
Through translation,
attraverso traduzione,
much translation,
attraverso traduzione,
Ellen finally tells me,
allora Ellen finalmente mi dice,
that Mattia has this funny smile on his face,
che Mattia ha questo sorriso strano sulla faccia,
because he feels that he's number one.
Perché lui pensa che lui è numero uno.
And he's the happy guy.
E che lui è quell'uomo felice.
And he says he's just a good reflection of Herb.
E lui dice che è una buona riflessione di Herb.
And Herb's a good reflection of him.
E che Herb è un buon specchio o riflessione di lui.
Right. And so he's got this wonderful smile on his face.
Allora lui fa questo sorriso.
And Ingeborg, what does he look like?
A happy boy.
He looks like an angel.
Allora,
like a happy boy.
Che faccia fa? Lei dice una bella faccia, e lui dice ha una faccia da un angeletto.
And I got an email this morning from Gioia in Switzerland.
E ho ricevuto un'email di una studente dalla Svizzera che si chiama Gioia.
And she wrote to me in German.
E lei mi ha scritto in tedesco.
And she said, "It's so wonderful to hear what you had to say with Ingeborg."
E lei mi ha detto, "Ma così fantastico quello che ho sentito su Ingeborg."
What you told her about balance is just what I needed to know.
Quello che tu hai detto a lei. Secondo secondo
Harmony.
Di essere in armonia con te stesso, anche con il corpo, io proprio ho bisogno quella di quella
lista. I didn't have Ellen to tell me this.
Ma io non avevo Ellen per tradurre.
So I went on to my special deal on my computer. What's that called?
Traduttore.
Translator. My translator, yeah, that'll do.
Allora sono andata sul computer, sul mio traduttore.
And I copied her letter in German to me, and I pasted it onto my translator, and my translator told me what it was in English.
Allora ho copiato quella lettera in inglese al mio traduttore, e il traduttore me l'ha tradotto in inglese.
So I answered her in English.
Allora io gli ho risposto in inglese.
A beautiful response, just so glorious, and it's my words.
Era una bella risposta, gloriosa, erano le mie parole.
And I copied and pasted that onto the translator.
Allora,
and put it in German.
Allora io l'ho copiato sul mio traduttore, poi è venuto in tedesco.
And then I copied and pasted the German translation and put it back on the email and sent it to her.
E allora io l'ho copiato e poi l'ho mandato a lei.
So, now, she knows what I said, and I know what she said, and if the translator was anywhere correct, then we would have a good conversation.
Allora, lei sa adesso quello che io ho detto, io so adesso quello che lei ha detto, e se il traduttore era giusto, bravo.
Now, the whole operation, which was maybe about 150 words, took about 3 minutes.
Tre minuti tutta la traduzione era fatto, erano magari 150 parole.
I didn't have to say, "Ellen, tell her what I said. Ellen, tell me what she said," you know.
Non avevo bisogno di dire, "Ellen, dimmi quello che lei dice. Ellen, dimmi quello che io ho detto."
The translator just said it.
Il traduttore l'ha detto.
And then, you know what I could do?
E sai quello che posso fare?
I could press Control X or Command X on the Apple.
E allora sull'Apple potrei mettere premere il bottone come?
Command X.
Command e la X.
And then it would read the whole thing: her German, my English, and then my English, her, and my English, my German to her. You know,
allora
so she'd have all the answers.
Leggerebbe tutto quello che lei ha detto, quello che io ho detto.
Now, all that was a 3 minute activity on my computer this morning.
Tutto quello che era un'attività di 3 minuti di questa mattina.
Now, isn't that nice?
Non è bello?
Isn't that beautiful?
È bello?
Yeah. Now, you have Apple.
Tu hai l'Apple.
And you could press your translator.
E tu puoi premere il tuo traduttore.
I'll show it to you.
Io te lo faccio vedere.
And it works just beautiful.
E funziona meraviglioso.
It may not be the ideal translation.
Non è la traduzione ideale.
But it's passable.
Ma accettabile.
I do it with Rosalie and Alban in Switzerland all the time.
Ma lo faccio sempre con Rosalie and Alban, quella che è venuta da noi.
And she thinks that my German is so beautiful.
Il tedesco sempre, lei pensa che il mio tedesco è meraviglioso.
But the only thing I have to be careful of,
ma devo essere fare attenzione.
My translator doesn't like my name.
Il mio traduttore non gli piace il mio nome.
Instead of saying Herb,
invece di dire herb.
Sylvia, what do you say?
Kraut. Kraut.
Kraut.
Traduce il suo nome.
Herb is an herb.
Erba.
Yeah, and so it calls it a kraut.
Kraut in German.
Yeah, and of course, during the Second World War,
durante la guerra seconda,
the Germans by the Americans were called krauts.
I tedeschi erano chiamati dagli americani krauts.
You know, the Huns, the krauts, that sort of stuff. Everybody got names, the WAPs for the Italians and things like that. Everybody had
tutti
different
avevano dei nomi, gli italiani erano,
and they weren't necessarily good or bad names. It depends on what you thought about them. And as kids, we didn't think about it.
Krauts means weeds.
Weed.
Weeds.
I'm no weed. I'm a good seed.
Non sono un erbaccio, io sono un seme buono.
But it's the little things. It's the little things that make life fun.
Sono le cose piccole che fanno divertire.
Now we had an argument for 3.5 hours this morning.
Avevamo una discussione stamattina per tre ore e mezza.
Over Ingeborg's prescription pills.
Sulle come si dice prescription?
Doctor ordered.
Sulle ordine dei dottori.
And she was telling me that this is it and that's and that and that's that, and I said, no, that's not so.
E lei mi ha detto è così e cos'ha, e lei ha detto no, non è così.
I said, I saw your prescription.
Io ho visto quello che il dottore ti ha.
And she said, well, it's supposed to be there. It is supposed to be there. And so I showed her everything, even where I hid her prescription so that I would give them to her alone. And then Sylvia speaks up. She says, did you get all your prescriptions? All your doctor ordered pills?
Mm-hmm.
And Ingeborg says, no, there's one coming.
No, Ingeborg dice, non ci sono tutte. Uno è manca.
And I said, is the one that's coming the one that I don't have? Yes. Well, then, how could I have one that's coming that I don't have if I don't have the one that isn't here yet?
Allora, quello che manca tu dovresti ricevere. Allora, come posso avere quello che non c'è?
See, these are the little things.
Ha detto loro.
And they're the little fun things.
Cose piccole e sono divertenti.
And, you see, if Sylvia hadn't said to you that, was it already here, you know, did it already come? And you would say, no, not yet.
And the little things.
I find it very strange that Sylvia has...
Hush!
No, Sissi.
Hush!
Yes.
Isn't it wonderful that she knows it? Isn't it wonderful that Sylvia 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 knows it? Isn't it wonderful? Yes, 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 yes. You see, here's what we do. We
had to write the table this morning, evening for her. That's why I know.
Yeah, well, you asked Sylvia to write a table for you, and Sylvia did it, and that's why she knows. But now, don't argue with me. Ingeborg, if you don't realize who I am, you got problems. Now, Ingeborg, am I God for you?
Yes.
No! Am I God for you?
For yourself.
For myself, thank you. Are you God for you? Okay, now... Am I in charge of whatever I choose to be in charge of?
Sono in carica di quello che io.
Are you in charge of anything you choose to be in charge of? Did you give me permission to take over your pills for you? Did you give me permission to do it?
Mi hai dato permesso di essere in carica della tua medicina.
Don't argue with me.
Allora non ti andare in discussione.
I'm right. Now, you can take back the permission. And say, I'd rather do it myself. And, you know, and I say to you, why bother?
E allora io dico,
that just gives me a little something extra to think about at the breakfast table, and I have fun saying one for Ellen and one for Mattia and one for Silvia and one for Ingeborg
dico,
and five for me. See, there's a little thing. But Ingeborg, when will you ever learn? You can't win when you argue with me. I may not be right, but I'm always me. And you're always right. And you're always you. And isn't that wonderful? And Ellen, what about you? Are you always right? Are you always you?
I'm all sono sempre io. Io sono sempre me.
Say that in English too.
I'm always me.
That's good. Are you always right? Yes.
I sempre ragione? Sì.
Mattia, are you always right?
Yes.
See, he understands it. If you let it come through in English. Yes, you're always right. Now why are you always right?
Perché? Hai sempre ragione. Perché?
Why are you always right?
Because I am
number one.
You're number one. That's for darn sure. Because you're you. You're number one. And therefore, you're always right.
Perché tu sei numero uno, hai sempre ragione.
And isn't that a wonderful way to be? Ingeborg, are you always right?
Yes.
Are you number one?
Yes. Sei
numero uno.
Sylvia? Who is number one in your house right now? Don't play any games with me. The little baby rabbit that you're feeding, yeah. Rex brought home this little baby rabbit that hadn't even opened its eyes yet. And he's all slobbered up, and you dried him off, and then you started feeding with an eyedropper, and then he got out of his little box, and then you call me, and you say, Herb, did you take my little rabbit? And I said, no, I didn't take your little rabbit, but your little rabbit is there. You look and see. And she found him in the corner, all crunched up there and cold and wanting attention. Now, who's the boss of her house? The rabbit, you know? Now, Ellen, is that rabbit important in any way at all?
Proprio importante quel coniglietto. No.
But it's in the now.
Ma si vive adesso.
It's in her home. Where is Sylvia all the time she's having breakfast with us?
E dov'è Sylvia anche quando è qui a tavola?
She's thinking of her baby at home.
Lei pensa al suo baby che è a casa sua.
And she got a bigger nest for him.
E adesso ha fatto un
that he can't climb out of now. And she loves to rub his tummy. It helps his digestive system. And you see, she's learning all the... There's a little, nothing, absolutely unimportant, stupid thing. But that's what makes the world go round. You know? Right, Ingeborg?
Yes.
That's what makes the world go round. Now, Ingeborg, should we find you a little pet, too? Maybe another little kitten? Wouldn't you like another kitten? No?
No?
Maybe a little bird?
No, uccellino.
Yeah? Maybe another chicken?
Una gallina.
But these are the little things in life, and they're really so wonderful and so important. And if we would, instead of belittling the little things, delight in them as we go along,
we'd be surprised. Ma essere contenta che ci sono, hai qua la vita è bella.
I have a little thing
that cosa piccola
I have on my computer.
Che ho sul mio computer.
And it has earphones marked at one outlet, and it has something else marked on another outlet.
Ha delle, come si chiamano quelle che si mettono per ascoltare? Le cuffiette piccole su un...
The little gadget that I have has an earphone marked on it, so it's plugged in the earphone there.
A quel cosa che ha comprato ha un segno del sì.
Can you see how when I give an hour lecture?
Puoi vedere che quando io faccio una lezione di un'ora.
And I have Ellen interpreting me into Italian from my hour lecture of English.
E allora puoi vedere che quando un'ora di lezione e poi Ellen mi interpreta.
With her talking and thinking like she's doing, trying to figure out the words, not being a master of Italian like Ingeborg is.
E allora quando lei cerca le parole e non è maestro del suo vocabolario come Ingeborg è.
She's as bad as Sylvia.
E allora lei fa male come Sylvia.
Sylvia speaks pig Latin.
Sylvia parla un latino di
maialino. A little Italian and a little English, you know.
Un po' di italiano e un po' di inglese.
Yeah, but you see, can you see, with Ellen interpreting for me,
vedi,
I can only say half of what I want to say,
vedi che posso
or less.
Dire solo la metà di quello che voglio dire quando lei mi interpreta.
So I have to give 3-hour lectures.
Allora devo dare delle lezioni di 3 ore invece di uno.
But this is the fun of it.
Allora, è divertente.
This is fun. These are the little things that make life exciting.
Sono le cose piccole che fanno la vita eccitante.
Never belittle the little things.
Non diminuire mai le cose piccole.
Because they are what makes the world go round.
Perché sono quelli che fanno andare il mondo.
Well, I think that's enough.
Ma chitter,
pitter patter about the little things, but it's the fun things in life.
È divertente.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.